Yeah, we'll start over again from the bottom of the Gemara and the Nun Amud Bey is the bottom by two dots. Omri Rav Yehuda, who just says like this? Shochar, somebody forgot, v'ichnes eichnul tzeich piv, and he puts food inside his mouth, b'loi bracha, without making a bracha. So what should he do? So it says, m'sakna sadech, let him push all the food on one side of his mouth, and m'vorach, still make the bracha. Now, Tanya Chod, one brice says, boilin, he could swallow it. For Tanya Yidich, another brice says, poltin, she spit it out before he makes the bracha. For Tanya Yidich, and the third brice says, m'sakna, push it to the side. Skorot Akasha, what should he do again if he has the food in his mouth and he didn't make a bracha yet? So Akasha, there's no stira. Hold it, and that we learned boiling should swallow it, the mashkin, that's by liquid. And Rashi said, because EF should push it to the side of your mouth, and therefore it's not good to spit it out and be mastered it. Therefore, you let her drink it first and then make a bracha if you have more to drink. What the time of that we learned poultin spit it out, the midid lemim, some of the one gets ruined by spitting it out. That's the best way to spit it out and then make a bracha. What the time of that we learned masakin, push it to the side, the midid lemim is you to make the bracha with some one side. That the Gemara b'midi is to take a bite into an apple. That's not so me is to take it out again. Why do we say yes, take it out? Let's leave it inside the mouth. Just push it to one side and then say the bracha. Levarach. The Gemara Rav Yitzchok is called Kai made the Rav Yosef Baravin Mishmei the Rav Yechanan Mishum Shenema. The pasuk says Yemalei Pi Tehilo Secha. So you're supposed to give Tehilo Kaidot Hakadosh Baruch Hu with a full mouth. So it's better to take the apple out of your mouth and then make the bracha, whereas rather having the apple inside, it's not called Yemale Piti Losecha. You're not giving Hoidor with a full mouth. You said, what then? You're not supposed to be eating when you're making the bracha. You shouldn't have chewing gum in your mouth. It's supposed to be Yemale Piti Losecha. Full mouth, she said Hoidor. Boyim name Rav Chizda. Misha Ochal Vishosa. Somebody ate and drank. Volei Berich, he forgot to make a bracha Rishoina. Mahu. Does he have any eitzah now after he drank the water or ate? Does he have an eitzah now to make a bracha rishoina after he already got finished eating it? That's the shayla. Omar lehu. So Rav Chizda answered back, mi she'ochal shum, somebody ate garlic, v'reichoi noidif, and it's smelling a lot from his mouth, is the yachsa v'yeichel shumachar? Should he go and eat more shum? Should he eat more garlic? Today she reicha neidah, because they'll have even more smelling come out of his mouth. So the Pasha Pshan of Chizdir is, he's saying, what happened? Somebody started to eat without making a bracha. So he thought, the shalor is, can he continue eating without making a bracha? So he answered back, avada no. Continue eating, avada, you have to stop and make a bracha. Because you did like one thing wrong, you put shum, you put garlic in your mouth, and you got a bad smell. We'll let you do, you should do it again, take again garlic, and it would have a bad smell in your mouth. Avada not, here also. If you took already one bite, there's no heta to take another bite. That's Posh Pshan Rav Chizda. That he didn't answer back real to the point. They asked him a question, if you ate, can you make a bracha now? So Chura's Teretz says that, from Mikan Labo, if you're going to continue eating, Avada go make another bracha. Amar Ravina, so Ravina said from this, Hilkach, from your mashal or from your din, I even take it further. Afilu goma sudosoi yachsa b'yvorach. Ravina holds, I observe this svara is, even if you finish eating, and you're not going to eat anything more, still yachsav yivorach. You should go back and make a bracha over it. You should make a bracha. Even though you finished eating, you can still make a bracha rishonah. What's Ravina's raya? Titania. Toval, somebody went to the mikvah, the ola, and after they came up from the mikvah, is oima baliyosai baruch hashek rishonah v'mitzayisah v'sivonu ala tefillah. They first make the bracha on the tefillah after they come up from the mikvah. So you see, after you did the mitzvah, it's possible to make a bracha. Here also, after you ate, it's still possible to make the bracha rishonah. So the Gemara of Elohi, no, there's no tzushtel. It's not a good tzushtel to tefillah. Hosam by tefillah, the reason why we let you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah, because mikora gavra lechazi. There are certain cases that before you go to the mikvah, you're not right to make the bracha. We'll soon see, like Rashi learns, if it's a balkeri. A balkeri is also a divrei Torah, is also to make brachas a balkeri. So before he goes to the mikvah, he's not allowed to make the bracha. Therefore, first he has to go to the mikvah, and then he's first right to make the bracha. So in this case, by tefillah, we let them make the bracha after they did the mitzvah. Abahocha, Mashen came by Shar Mitzvahs, or else here, by Birchas Hanena, where before you ate the apple, you were supposed to make the bracha, Mikora Gavri Chazi. Before you started to eat, you were Gavri that was Chazi to make the bracha. Here the Svari is Hoyo V'Yidchi. Since you missed it, you did not make the bracha Rishonah before you started to eat, is Yidchi. That you can't make the bracha anymore. There's no more eitzah now to make the bracha, and that's why we hold la locha. Now, once you already ate it, and you're not going to eat anything more, a bracha rishon you can't make. A bracha achron you could make. If you drank a revius, or you ate a kezayis of the food, then you can make a bracha achronah. But a bracha rishon is only before you ate. Once you're finished eating, you can't make the bracha rishon anymore. So Rashi says, Yatso v'yoichol shum achar, kedesh yasriach yoiser. Is that a svar? You should take more garlic to make yourself smell more klema. Yoisef al sichonai. So we have the gist in Rashi, v'yasa bracha levatola. And of Zoh, you'll be making a bracha levatola. So Mashal says in the Goyin that doesn't belong here in this part of Rashi, and the Mashal learns Pshan Rashi is, like we said, that he meant to say, if you're in the middle of eating, and at the beginning of the eating you forgot to make a bracha, so there's no hetek to continue eating without making a bracha. Since you did one thing wrong, you should do something more wrong. That was what Chizdar answered. And Ravina answered back even further. Ravina said that even though you finished eating, still you can make a bracha rishayna. Rashi, Mishachal b'shosav le'berich lifneihem, Koya brichas amaytzi brichas hayayin izmar shiyas le'achar achilu b'shtiyah hilkach kivon de'im niskar b'yemtza yochol v'orech. This is what Ravina said more than Rav Chisda. You, Rav Chisda, said that if you remind yourself in the middle of eating, stop then and make a bracha for what you're going to eat. Zok Ravina hilkach kivon de'im niskar b'yemtza, since if you remember in the middle, yochol v'orech. Even in the case where you finished eating everything, still you could continue in making the bracha. And what was his rai? His rai was from tefillah. Ala tefillah, even though you already went to the mikvah and you're coming up now after the mitzvah, still you can make a bracha. That was Ravina Sushta, who did my bracha sanena. Even though you already ate the food, you had the anoy, you can still make a bracha. The Gemara Hossa Mikore Loichazi. They over there before he wasn't Roy. The Roy Tfilois Mishum Kerry him. That's Rashi's Pshad. Roy Tfilois says the men go and they're about Kerry. Or about Kerry and Asurim and Brachas. Like we had the Gemara before, Shem Divrei Torah. Kedemrina Perik Mishem Esu. That Mitkronis Ezra. Or about Kerry is not allowed to say Brachas, not allowed to say Divrei Torah. Vidoch Mikore Lavdichoi. So since Pshasi went to the Mikvi, he wasn't Roy to make the Brachon, that's not called the Vichoi. Later when he comes right to make the bracha, we let him make the bracha. Aval hai, over here by the bracha sanene, mi kori chazi. Before you started teeth, you should have made the bracha. V'chivon the gamrinon, since you finished, itchi. V'hoyov yitchi yitchi. Since you missed it, you can't make up for it. You can't make a bracha rishayna after you finished eating. That's where we hold aloha. Right. Tana rabbonin. Asparagus. This type of a drink, we'll soon see it has either wine inside or type of beer inside. This type of a drink is yoch for the lave, it's good for the heart, for table at nine, good for the eyes, for choshchen of name nine. Avad is good for the digestive system, it's good. For rogo boy, yoch for the chogufin. If you have a lot of it, it's good for chogufin. Ba'mishtakri menu, but if you drink too much and become shikr, then kosh le chogufin. If too much of it is no good. So Rashi, asparagus, kois. Some type of a drink they had every morning. They used to eat drink at the first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. It was good for refuah. So the Gemara, me diktona yof the lave. Since we say it's something that's good for the lave, michlal devecham raskinen. So Raya was talking about wine, because wine is something that's good for the lave. Uketani vecholshchen of neimayin, and it says it's also good for the kishkes, for the inside. For the Gemara of Atanya Kashkinis, we learned about asparagus, Atanya Lalayit Yofa. For these Simonim, Musun Sin Rashi, Lamed Ayin Tes, it's good, and the Ramat, kosher. But for Resh Mem Tes, it's bad. Sri Rashi, the Becham Raskinan, the Yamrin Lakamon, the Shmaite, and asparagus, Lalayit Yofa. That for these things is good, the Yokiminon, the Shal Yain, if you have Yain and this drink, then it's good. The Simalat, what is this, Lave? Is this drink with the yain inside is good for the heart, ayin is good for the eyes, and chil is good for the milk. The chol shchen of neimayin, a kushihi, klema, v'decham reketoni, v'chol shchen of neimayin. For a tanya lekamon ramat kosher spargish yain, v'sima ramat rosh mayim tachtoinius. Hey, so for the mayin, for the digestive system, you see it's no good, this asparagus. So it's a kasha. If you say now you have yain inside it, the kur with the yain, we say it's kosher. Shh. We say it's kosher, the light, we say. So if it's kosher, so it's a stira. How can we say it's good? Here we say it's no good. And the Gemara, ki tanya hi, pimiyushin. There are two different type of wines you can put in it. Either you can put old wine in, or you put new wine in it. Rashi Kitanya hi, Diktani l'choshchan abnei mayim. That we said this asparagus is good for the digestive system. That's not regular wine, of a b'miyayin miyushin. Shavdil mushon, if you have old wine in it, then it's good. Kiret namba balbasra, yayin mishalishtaked, regular yayin means it's 1 year old. Miyushin shoshalishon, means a 3 years old wine, that's special wine, and that's good for the b'nei mayim. Hestem yayin is no good for the b'nei mayim. When it says the bride, so it's good, that's yayin miyushin. Kiret nam, like we learned, koinem yayin shani toyim. Someone that makes an itzin neder, he won't be toyim yayin. You koinem please. Koinem yayin shani toyim. If you're koinem yayin shani toyim, if you're making itzin neder, not to drink yayin, and you make an itzin, you won't be toyim anything. Shayayin kosher of neimayin. Because yayin is no good for the neimayin. Is omuloi, they tell him back, follow me yushin yohu. You should know, you're answering upon yourself not to drink yayin b'neder, because you hold yayin is no good for the heart. But we're telling you, yayin miyushin is good. If you have old wine, that's good for the heart. Allah miyushin yoku l'bnei mayin. It's good for the b'nei mayin, it's good for. So v'shosik, and the person keeps quiet, so we say also b'chodesh, he's also to drink new wine, or mutter b'miyushin, he's mutter to drink old wine. Shema amina. So here you see, chloraya, old wine is good for the b'nei mayin. But that's this right. The person asks themselves, "Koinim yayin shani toyim." The guy made a neder not to drink wine. He shehoi kosht of neimayin, because he thought it was bad for the neimayin. And we told him, "No, you should know miyushin is good for the neimayin." So as he was shosik, he kept quiet. Plus he was masking to you, so he's muta leyayin yoshin. So Raya, this yayin is muta. Rashi, koinim yayin shani toyim, kehegdish yofer la yayin shani toyim. Somebody made like an Issa Hegdish. You're saying this yayin should be yosef to me. Is, and the reason why, because he thought it was bad for the name Mayan. So we tell you back that yayin miyushin is good. You're mutter to drink yayin miyushin. Right, the Torah Rabbonin. Shisha devarim nemru bi asparagus. This type of drink, they said three things about it. Ein shoysa noysoy elokishu chai. You should only drink it when it's with raw wine. Drashi elachai yayin chai sheina mozik. It means strong wine when you didn't add water into the yayin yet. Umoli, make sure the case is full. Mikabla b'yamin, you should mikabla this cuss with your right hand. V'shoseya b'smel, the shash you drink it, only drink it with your left hand. V'yein mashichin achrof, and don't talk afterwards. Or v'yein mavsikin boy, and you shouldn't be mastic, drashi. A mavsikin boy means elishoyse b'vatachet. Don't drink it in two shots, drink it in one shot. B'vatachet, you have to drink no thing. V'yein mavsikin boy, v'yein mavzira noisoy, and don't return it. El lemisha nostanloi, only to the same waiter that gave it to you. That's the one you handed back to. It's all these lockers about the asparagus. The roik achrib and spit afterwards. That means the juice that's in your mouth, that's live. Make sure you spit it out. V'yein soim chinoisoi ella b'minoi. Afterwards, only eat something with the same min. Trashi v'yein soim chinoisoi lechol achrib midi miyad. Don't eat anything right after it. Only b'minoi, the same type of a min that's in the same type of ingredients that's inside it. The first thing you should after it is pas. So you see, not minoy, even pas is mutter. Lekasha. If this asparagus is made with wine, satrashi smichos lepas. If you have wine, then it's good right after to eat pas. But the shichra, if it's made with beer, then smichososai beminoy, then you should use the minoy. What does that mean? If it's made from figs, same chai betainim, eat figs. Tomorrow, if the beer is made from dates, and then eat tomorrow afterwards. So from beer, you're supposed to eat the same type of food afterwards, but if it's made with wine, then you take only bread. Bread is good. Tony Choda, one writer said about this drink of asparagus, lelayit yofa. It's good, like we had before, to the leiv, and to the naim, and to the tchoyl. Leramat, that's to the bnei mayin, is kosher, it's no good. V'tanyi idroch leramat yofa, fakert, for the bnei mayin, for the digestive system, it is good. Lelayit kosher, it's no good for leiv and ayin and the tchil. Lekasher, hobe de chamra, hobe de shichra. One's made out of wine, then it's good for the leiv, and one's made with shichra, then it's good for the b'nei mayin. Toni chodo, reik achra of leike. If after you drink it, you spit out the saliva, leike, you're no good. Trashi b'chel, you get sick. But tan yidach, another bright says, loy reik achra, if you don't spit afterwards, is leike. Like here, He's supposed to spit. If you don't spit out the saliva, then you'll be like that. Mer lekasha. Hoba de chamra, hoba de shichra. Trashi ba de chamra la yorin. If it's made with wine, then it's better, don't spit out the saliva. Vid the shichra, if it's made with beer, im la rock, if you don't spit out. Mayim haboyim bepiv achrav loike. If you don't spit out the saliva that comes after this drink, then you'll be like it. Omer Rav Ashi, hash to the yamrit. Loi roik achrav loike. Now that you told me that if I don't spit out, it's I'll be like him. Miyomav nizrokin afim b'fnei melech. You should know, any time you're allowed to, you're supposed to spit it out. What? Meimav nizrokin afim b'fnei melech. The meimav, if you have the saliva in your mouth, you're allowed to spit it out even though you're in front of a melech. As you about to say, sakon, if you don't spit it out, so even b'fnei melech, there's a hetis, like tuach nefesh. Shash afim b'fnei melech. Yorak yayistakin. You have a head to spit it out and not to drink it. But some we don't have this as much as these type of drinks. And Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Elisha, Shloisha Dvorim Fachli Suriel Sarhaponim. He's the big Malach of Suriel told me three things. Trashi Suriel, Malach Choshiv, Love of Nekodesh Borchu. There's a special Malach that's in front of a Kodesh Borchu. But soon see Rashi again later brings down that Yishmael was Olal Rekia Ayudei Shein Bebraisa Demaisa Makovu. The Gemara about that Yishmael with the Shein of Hashem made some type of a rocket and he went up to Shemayim. So when he's up in the Shemayim, that's when this Gemara happened. He spoke to Suriel Sarhapon. He spoke to his Malach and he told him three things. Al Tito Chalukha B'Shachris Miyad HaShamsh. If you have a Shamish, somebody waiting on you, don't let him give you clothing in the morning. You take the clothing yourself. As you get yourself dressed in the morning, don't let a shamish come and bring your suit that's hanging in the closet. He should bring it to you. The morning, that's it's bad for the mazikim. And this has nothing to do with mayim about negovasa. Is even if the shamish washed negovasa, still you're not supposed to let him bring the suit to you. It's bad for the mazikim. The altitel yodecho mimish leinota yodeh. Don't let somebody wash your hands negovasa if the person that's pouring the water didn't wash negovasa. If we had before, that when you have this drink of asparagus, only return it to the same waiter that gave it to you. Because there's a lot of shadim on these three things. So if you're not nizu with these three things, the shadim will come and be mazik you. The yamrilo is talgidis shel malchei chavola. Rashi Talginis means Shein Chaburas Malchei Chavola. There are a lot of different Malchei Chavola about these three things, so you should watch out for them. They're what Mitzatim Leil Yodim. They're waiting to catch you. V'yomrim Eimasai Yavai Odom Lidei Echad Midvar Malolo V'yukad. As one will people do one of these three things, to let the Shamish give you the clothing, or to wash your hands from somebody that didn't wash Negavasi yet, or from drinking this asparagus and giving back to somebody else, they'll come and be mazik you. Trashi Emesai Yavi Yadmu Yadai Echad Medvar Malol of Yukai. Trashi of Yishmael Olal Rekia. He went up to Shemayim Ayidei Shem. With the Shem HaMeforish, he went up to Shemayim. Got a Bereisa the Maisa Makoda. Right of Yomer Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Shloisha Dvorim Sachli Malacham Ovis. He once spoke to Malacham Ovis. He told him three things. Al Kito Chalukha Shachris Miyad HaShamsh. He also told him his member. It's also bad for the Mazikim. If you let a shamish give you your clothing in the morning, the talmish, the altito yodcha mimishna noto yod, and don't wash negavasta from someone that didn't wash yet. The altamed lefnei hanoshim, and don't stand in front of women, the shor shechazeris minameis, the zman they're coming back from olavaya, but also coming back from the beis hakloris. Don't stand in front of them when the women are coming back. Lefnei shani merake, because the malacham ovis is dancing by them. And I'm coming in front of these women right now. And I have my knife in my hand, my sword in my hand. And I have a reshus to hurt people. Let's say you do meet up with this Isha when she's coming back from Levaya. My takante, what's the Yetzam? Is linshuf miduchta abramis. Jump from your spot, move 4 amas away. Vika nahori, if there's a river there, lavre. Jump or go over the river. V'ikah daka achrinit, there's another derech, lezabur, go the other way. Now this is some people have the meaning, when you go to a levaya and you malava the maze, a few blocks, when you walk back, they walk back a different street from the street they went. Al this gemara. because we're choshed that maybe you meet up with an isha on the way coming back, and the Malacham Avos is there. So the Eitzri is go to Dark Achrin, go to a different road, then it won't hurt if you meet up with an isha. It's only a concern if you meet up with Isha, the same derech she went for the with Levayas Aleis, that when she's walking back, there could be there'll be a magic there. But a different derech is alright. Also, Agad is not halacha. The Mechaber brings down something about Noi that they don't let the Noshim go to the Beis HaKvaros. Pishas to make the Levayah. Pishas to bury in the Meis, don't let Isha go to the Beis HaKvaros. And the Zoya says the Pishat is because when they come back to the Beis HaKvaros, they're going to bring Ra, bad things to the world. So it could be a Hezbollah like this Gemara. And the Malacham Avos is with her. So she's bringing back the Malacham Avos. And the Mashor says, what's the emphasis here? The Malacham Avos collects seed to the Isha? Because Chava, she was the first one that brought Nisra on the world. So whenever there is a mace, like the Malacham Avos had a shlit over somebody, the Malacham Avos chaps it to the Noshim. Because they brought the Malacham Avos here in the world. So Mela, when Isha goes to Beis HaKvaros, when she comes back, she brings back the Malacham Avos with her. That's why as a minik, some people are knowing they don't let the Noshim go to the Beis HaKvaros with Shasta bearing the mace. And later, not b'shas mis, it's okay. Because then they don't have the resicha of the Malacham Avos. But b'shas, the mace is here, b'shas was a misam, you shouldn't let the Noshim go there. Here the Masa, v'yika daka achrina lezel. If you have another derech, go a different derech. V'yika guda, if there's a fence there, leka achura, jump over the fence, go on the other side. V'loi, if there's no eitzah, and mamish, you see the isha coming back from Levaya, it leheder apay, so turn your head away at least. For layman, say the posik, the Yomu Hashem El Asot, and Yigo Hashem Becho, Ad Echalfi Minei, till the Noshim go away from you. Rashi, Yekosh Shabrach, Abirchum, Gunu Kaisim, right? Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Avua, V'yam Rilav Amasli Satana, Asara Devorim Nemru B'Kosh Shabrach. There are 10 things that are said in the Kosh Shabrach. The what? Toyin Hadocha. You're supposed to wash out the kais. And before you use it for benching, wash out the kais on the outside. Ushtifa, wash it out on the inside. Chai. We'll soon see what that means. It should be, the wine should be chai, should be strong wine. Or else chai means the kais should be shalom. A full kais, not cracks in the kais. Or mole. It should be filled to the top. Iter. It should be a lot of kaises. We'll soon see. The iter. Watch the person himself, she should put his hat on before he benches. Noitlo b'shtei yodet, you should makabel the kais with two hands. V'noistlo b'min, then you put the kais in your right hand. U'magviya min akaka tefach, and you pick it up off the kaka tefach. So in the times of the Gemara, they were lying down, but it's off the kaka. As man has said, they were by a table, it should be picked up off the table, a tefach. V'noistlo ein of boy, you're supposed to put your eyes looking into the wine, into the kais. We'll see what that means. Some say that after you got finished benching, after you made a bar piagofin, you're supposed to send this kais to your wife. Lanche Beisai. Rashi kais shabroch, Rashi bricha samozin. Hadoch l'shtifo kulu meforesh lubiyozel. Min akarka, im agave karka hesiv. If you're lying on the karka, v'im agave shulchan, v'im min ashulchan. If you're eating on a table, pick it up a tefach off the table. So ma'atonach min derech durin v'chashivas. Send it to your wife, but teretz v'chashivas like a present. Le'an shei beisat rash lishtan. Ikris is you send your wife the drink from the kosher bracha. We'll soon see why. Amr Rabbi Yechon. Onu ein lonu vel arbo ilvan. We only have 4 halachas about the kosher shabricha samozin. Not like you said 10, we only have 4. Hadoch v'shtifa, you're supposed to make sure it's washed out nicely, inside and outside. Chai. Rashi chayish rashi shemoizgoy v'mayim li'achash nosna b'kois chay means first pour the wine into the kois, strong wine, and then add the water. Avol avorach alav, when it comes to make the bracha chay parmina b'mastis name avorachim, but to say you leave it that way to make the bracha on strong wine, that the Mishnah says no, we're supposed to only make the bracha on yain mazuk. If a Rashi learns that it says chay, it means put strong wine into the kois first and then add water into it. This man is there, we don't have this because all our wine is not strong anymore. Halavaya, I mean, if we add too much more water to the wine, it won't be Yetzer altogether. Has they add enough water into the wine already? Science, you don't have any Yetzer of adding water into it. Hadocha shtifa chai umole. And you should fill the kais to the top. So, tomorrow now you might as well what the first verse, what are these 10 things? Tono hadocha bibifnim. Supposed to wash out the kais inside. As if you use the kais for kiddush, and then you want to use the same kais again for benching, you're supposed to rinse it out. Wash out the inside first. Ushtifim vachutz. Wash the kais down the outside. There's also chshivas, since you can do mitzvah with this kais, it's a chshivas to it. Like Tais said, washtifim vachutz hadocha bibifnim. Tirish ri dafke shein hakais yofa. The kais is not so nice. I mean, sheyesh preish yiru kaisis. You have some wine left over from before. Avle muyofe, if the kais is a new kais, a clean kais. V'laf hochi shapedami. The levina nele sheyesh kais habrach yofa. And there's no mitzvah with dafke have to wash out the kais. It just means if you have a kais that you already used, so it's a little bit dirty, wash it out. If you take the new kais out of the closet, then it's alright. Ustifo chutz. Omer Rabbi Yechidin. Kalam avorech al kais moli. When you bench and the kais is filled up to the top, is nice la nachla v'loy mitzorim. We give you back like brochis v'loy mitzorim without a gvul. We give you a nachla like a Yerusha without any gvul to it. Shinemar omole birkas Hashem yom v'dorm Yerusha. Yav yaisi b'vichaninu oimer zoiche v'noicho shnei olam. Olam azeh v'olam abo. It's about you make this kais mole, the Eber should give you back also brochis of mole. Iter. What does it mean the kais should be iter? Is Rabbi Yehuda Matreya b'Tamidim. I mean, he had a lot of Tamidim, he had a lot of people there, b'shas b'yuchas ha-Mosim. Shashi Matreya b'Tamidim, Tamid of Seviv v'Maisak Yishum Aborim. He had a lot of people around him. Rav Chizda Ma'ata Lehu b'Natli. Kaisis, Rashi. He gave out kaisis to all the people around him. The other pshat is that he let everybody have their own kais. B'Natli. Everybody had kaisis. Omer Rav Chanan Uvechai should also be what the kaisis should be from strong wine. Omer Rav Sheshes Uvevirchas Oris Itu means first put in strong wine and let it stay there till you say the whole first Birchas Azon. Then when you start saying Noid Lechon, you start saying the beginning of Birchas Oris, then Itu, then put in water into the yayin. We'll soon see the reason why. It's like to show that the chshivas of the yain is because of Eretz Yisrael. So when you start saying the Birchas Oris, then you make the wine ready to drink. So he learns the b'chai means first put in this strong wine into the kais, and then say Birchas Azon, and then when it comes to Birchas Oris, you put in more water. Well, Birchas Oris it. Trasha Birchas Oris Kishemegila Birchas Oris Moisefale. Then you put more water into it. Well, some of us from Yitzhakasha, it's not called moly then. You said you're supposed to have a kais moly. Here, when you first say hazon, it's not moly. So they'll learn that moly means the rest of Birchas Hamazon. At the beginning, hazon, you just have a little bit of strong wine. Then by Birchas Haaretz, you put in the rest of the water to fill it up. We have Papa Ma'atif V'yosef. He learns Ma'atif means Rashi B'talisfei. He put like his jacket on, he put a talus on. We have Asi Poris Sudra Reshe. Rav Ashi put his hat on. That's what's brought down halacha, if you're benching on the frat with the kais, then you need to bench with a hat on. Noitla b'shtay yad, we're supposed to receive the kais with two hands. Omri b'chanina b'apop, or my crow, where's the posik? Su yidechem kodesh yavorchu es Hashem. Es yidechem loshen rabbi. V'nois noy li yamin, and then you put it in your right hand. Because all the chashim is your right hand. Omri b'chiyab rabbi, omri b'yichanin. Rishaynim sho'alu. The Rishaynim asked the kasha, what's the loch is smoyl, ma'ashe tasayay li yamin. True, joint benching is supposed to hold it in your right hand. What about if it says smice the top to hold it in your right hand? Then you have your left hand to hold you up to the Messiah you. Omer Rav Ashi, Hail Rishayinim Iboilu, Rishayinim Kleret for Shiloh. V'lo Yishitlu, when they didn't have any pizzas, they didn't know what to do. Of Azoya, Na Nebu the Chumra. We should be Machmir. Trashya, Na Nebu the Chumra, so it's a Sayayu Smoil Yamin B'Shat Brocha. Not to hold it up. So Loch is brought down, it just means you shouldn't hold up your hands holding your hand itself. But you're allowed to hold your arm though. Like I believe the kais should be in your right hand. You're allowed to hold your hand like this to hold it up. Just like this, you shouldn't do.
Does this also apply to when you make
kiddush? Kur, the kur.
Hold it like this.
Right. Right, the kur, right. There's a chshivas and brachas, right?
Kais. You kiddush in the morning shachas.
Kur. Ana never the chumr. Baita. O magvihil. The Tzayis only understood the Shaila, Smo Mashle Yelo Yimin, The Taisus b'Kaisus Gedolus Mari. Hey, the Kais Shaila was, he had a nice heavy Kais. He had a big silver Kais. It weighed a lot, and it was a good Shaila. It's too heavy to call the one in. Oibresh Chodesh Tevish, Shechal Yis B'Shavish, Shuv Chanukah. That you have a ganze long Birchas HaMazon. It's too long to hold the Kais so long. Oibin Esuyim, Sir Laharach B'Birchas HaMazon. Then Taisus understood the Shaila. But the Pasha B'Birchas HaMazon, what's the Shaila? Just hold it. But as a Loch, you shouldn't put your hand in the Kais. You shouldn't put your hand down like this. You're supposed to hold it up a Tefach. He's supposed to hold the kais a tefach up, 4 inches off the table. Omer Bachanina. My crew, what's the posik? Kais Yisruos. Kais Yisruos Esau. V'shem Hashem Mikra. So Kais Yisruos Esau, I'll pick it up. V'shem Hashem Mikra. The nice and ain't of boy, you're supposed to put your eyes into the, look into the kais. What does that mean? Kihechad l'nesich daite. Doesn't mean mamish, you have to look into the wine. Just mean you shouldn't be Messiah's Das. Don't start thinking about something else. Start thinking about the bracha you're saying on the yain. For some of us, it means mamish, that you're supposed to be able to look into the wine. That's why they say you should not use a case that the top of the case is sour. It's not open, that you won't be able to look into the yain. And then you want to send your hand to be able to see the yain. Umeshagra liyan shebeisei. B'matan is an Indian, after you made the baruch per guffin, to send it to your wife, she should drink from the case of bracha. Today that your wife should also have a bracha from this. That was called the kosher bracha. So even your wife should also have the bracha. So the more Ulo ikloy lebei Rav Nachman. Ulo went to visit by Rav Nachman. Korech rifta, so they washed. Borech birchas mezayna, they benched. Is yoyiv la kisa de birchas for Rav Nachman. So Ulo gave the kais of benching to Rav Nachman to drink. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "L'shad the makis the birchas alonusa."
All right, turn over.